Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 31st. And today is New Year's Eve. Families and friends gather to share joy, toast to the coming year, and reflect on gratitude, setting hopeful intentions as the clock nears midnight. Be safe, be thoughtful, and have a great New Year's. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 12 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:21, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of snow this morning, with partly sunny skies later on at a high near 30, accompanied by a moderate southwest wind of 6 to 12, gusting up to 22. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with snow likely after 8, a low around 25, and a light southwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be just after 7:30 with the low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather. On New Year's Day, there is a chance of light snow before noon with less than a half inch possible and a high near 27, with west winds 5 to 12 miles per hour and gusts up to 22. Thursday night into Friday morning will be mostly clear and cold with lows around 14. Then Friday through Sunday turn mostly sunny with highs near 28 to 29 and west winds around 6 to 10 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an alleged heist involves a truck carrying more than $400,000 worth of lobster meat that disappeared between a Taunton warehouse and its Midwest Costco destinations. Dylan Rexing, president and chief executive officer of Rexing Companies, believes the driver impersonated a legitimate carrier to steal the seafood. He stated this theft wasn't random and expressed concerns about criminals using spoofed emails and burner phones to hijack high-value freight. Rexing added that such losses force tough decisions and drive up costs for consumers. The company is collaborating with the FBI to combat the rising threat of cargo theft across the nation. Now on to sports. Michigan and Texas will face off in the Citrus Bowl, marking only the third meeting of these storied football programs. Ranked 14th, Texas enters with a record of 9-3, while number 18 Michigan also stands at 9-3. Kickoff is set for 3 Eastern on ABC. Texas is favored by 7 points. This game serves as a vital statement for Texas, which felt overlooked for the college football playoff. For Michigan, interim coach Biff Poggi navigates a tumultuous situation following recent coaching changes. The key matchup features Texas quarterback Arch Manning, who excelled late in the season against Michigan's defense, despite the absence of 2 top defenders. And then at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN, the Cotton Bowl, which has become increasingly significant for Ohio State during 3 consecutive trips to the game. This time, the second-seeded Buckeyes, with a record of 12 wins and 1 loss, are defending national champions as they prepare to face college football playoff first-timer Miami, with an 11-2 record in a quarterfinal game tonight. Ohio State last played on December 6, losing 13-10 to number one Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. In local sports, Derek White scored 13 of his 27 points in the fourth quarter, adding a career-high 7 blocks in a one-of-a-kind performance that propelled the Boston Celtics to a 129-119 victory over the Utah Jazz. White became the 13th player in NBA history to achieve 27 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 7 blocks in a game, making him the first guard to do so. Jaylen Brown contributed 23 points and 10 assists, ending his streak of 30-point games at 9. And Fernie Simons scored 20 points, while Peyton Pritchard added 18, helping the Celtics win 5 of their last 6 games. The Celtics will face Sacramento on Thursday, continuing their 5-game road trip. In top news, Florida is building a highway that can wirelessly charge electric vehicles. After researchers in Indiana demonstrated earlier this month that wireless highway electric vehicle charging works, Florida confirms it will break ground on another highway test in 2026. This project involves a 3/4-mile portion of the larger 4.4-mile state road. The Central Florida Expressway Authority is constructing this in 3 segments, with the first segment featuring wireless charging technology. The highway will open to the public in 2029, but the system will only work on specially equipped vehicles for initial testing. In business news, one of Disney World's largest United States theme park rivals is facing a significant challenge: a class action lawsuit alleging securities fraud. Six Flags Entertainment Corporation is now the target of multiple lawsuits related to its merger disclosures and stock losses, according to Robbins Jeller Redman and Dowd LLP. Shareholders accuse Six Flags of making misleading statements regarding its financial risks before the merger with Cedar Fair in July 2024. Following the merger, Six Flags stock price dropped significantly, leading to increased investor scrutiny. The upcoming deadline for shareholders to file lead plaintiff motions is January 5, 2026. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is up 1% to $3,000. And XRP is up 0.5% to $1.87. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The polar bears of the Arctic are evolving in real time. A genetic analysis of polar bears in southeastern Greenland found that genes related to heat stress, aging, and metabolism are behaving differently compared to polar bears in more northern regions. Polar bears are particularly vulnerable to climate change, as they rely on sea ice to hunt seals. A new study analyzed a small subpopulation of polar bears in southeastern Greenland and found small genetic changes, likely in response to environmental stressors. This DNA blueprint could help scientists save polar bear populations in other parts of the world. Researchers suggest these specific bears provide a genetic blueprint for how polar bears might quickly adapt to climate change. And in entertainment news, Chris Hemsworth's Thor is back in a new teaser for Avengers Doomsday, which features the return of the Thunder God's adopted daughter, Love, played by India Rose Hemsworth, the actor's real-life child. In the teaser, Thor offers a heartfelt prayer, saying, "Father, all my life I've answered every call, to honor, duty, to war." He continues, "But now fate has given me something I never sought, a child, a life untouched by the storm." This teaser is part of multiple teasers screening before Disney's Avatar, Fire and Ash. Avengers Doomsday is set to hit theaters on December 18th, 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.